Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
G'day, Angus Furley here. Coming up on the show, we will of course take a look at what aspects of the federal budget affect farmers and agriculture, including that new biosecurity levy that will be added to the levies that farmers already pay on what they produce. Well, Andrew Wiedemann is a grain grower and research and development spokesperson for Grain Producers Australia. He says he's happy to pay the new levy, but only if there's oversight and if the money is spent on practical biosecurity measures.
Yes, well, look, Angus, for some time we've been talking internally about what we can do to try and improve the current biosecurity position and the current biosecurity spend. I do have concerns around the fact that a portion is taken of the current R&D levy without any oversight by government departments, which is clearly in the past has shown to be unable to manage budgets. The long-term benefit for biosecurity investment, I think, you know, there's some reasonable numbers around that. It's at least for every dollar we spend on biosecurity, it's potential $30 return. So, again, you know, with the 10% that's been proposed to the R&DC levy, you know, that could be about $20 million a year, and obviously grains will be contributing the fair bulk of the monies going in. I feel that we're going to need some oversight of that.
Okay, so as you pointed to there, more than $1 billion in new funding, but some of that, the majority of that will come from taxpayers and charges on importers, but the small amount will come from this new levy on primary producers, and it will be equivalent to 10% or 10% extra on top of what they already pay, whatever levy that may be. So I think for grain producers, it's around 1% of the sale value of their grain. For sheep, 20 cents a head. For cattle, $5 a head. So 10% of whatever those levies are is going to come out of farmers' pockets. Are you okay with that?
Look, at the end of the day, I'd like to sort of see more detail, Angus, around this. But again, I'm not comfortable with the department managing it. I think there needs to be still oversight. Like, we've got already in place, as the grain growers will understand, we take 1.02% of the current gross value at the farm gate. 0.99 of that goes directly to research. 0.06 goes to the NRS, and the balance goes to PHA.
Where that's Plant Health Australia.
Which is already in place and has already been, you know, we fund biosecurity officers, and people will be quite familiar with Jim Moran here in Victoria. You know, he's funded through that process through the department here in Victoria. And
so where will this new levy money go?
Well, and that's the question, I think, Angus.
So do you want that extra money to go to Plant Health Australia?
Look, from my perspective, I think we've got that mechanism already in place. I would think that, yeah, that's a good investment to have that. These mechanisms are already there. They're tried and tested. And I do have concerns straight up, Angus, about just giving a government department who has shown in the past to have not been able to manage their own budget extra money.
And I suppose, Andrew, is biosecurity even more important for Australia so that it can capitalise on its geographic advantage just of actually physically being an island and being isolated from these pests and diseases around the world?
Yeah, absolutely, Angus. I mean, it's our greatest marketing opportunity to frankly be free of a lot of these diseases, and certainly things like capra beetle, carnal bunt, all of these things, you know, we've got to try and remain free of so that we can trade freely right around the world, because if we were to get some of these pests and diseases, obviously in Australia, it excludes us from being exporting. And when you look at it, obviously we're still exporting greater than 60%+ of the grain that we grow. So we've got a major and massive exposure to that global trade and market space. I think the exposure we have and the risk we have in biosecurity absolutely requires the kind of investment that the government's talking about. I think it's more where I'm coming from is the mechanics and how that money's spent, how the oversight is to make sure that we get maximum return out of it. And I do have as a grower, my personal view is I do have reservations around giving carte blanche money to a federal government department without any real clear oversight.
Okay, so just in summary, Andrew, for you, you're happy to pay the levy, but just as long as it goes to some of those practical, tangible, sort of boots on the ground type measures that you've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Personally, yes. I feel that it's a good investment long term. You know, these new risks that are coming towards us, we need to be prepared for, and we need to be able to have the capacity to manage them when they do and if arrive here in Australia. And we can't think for one moment that we'll always be clear, given international travel and the way that we're bringing domestic goods here into Australia today. You know, I don't hold back. I think, you know, government does have to invest, and clearly we've got a problem, a potential problem, you know, long term if we don't.
That was Andrew Wiedemann, a grain grower and research and development spokesperson for Grain Producers Australia.